Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, the live show sponsored by Acast and Go-Go Squeeze. Yay! I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times best-selling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. A companion post to this episode containing show notes appears on deadspin.com. And you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. Or just chat with me in the comments at Deadspin. Hey, you guys. Hi. I can't believe this is real. I'm wicked nervous. You guys, Molly McAleer, the host of Please Advise, is here to guest host this first ever Ask a Clean Person live show. Hi, Molls.
Hi.
Welcome to my
world.
How
are you?
This is your first clean cast.
It is. I'm so excited.
I mean, just like,
I'm the messiest person on the planet, so I'm really happy to be here.
I'm just like throwing you right into the dirty wash water with this one.
You have changed my life, though. I carry a Tide pen now.
You sure do. I
text you all the time, like, shit, I just spilled on my new sneakers. Like, you're the best new friend to have.
Thank you.
And you're the best friend, regular. I don't think we're new anymore.
We're not new anymore.
Okay, cool.
No, we haven't had our first anniversary. We're still newlyweds.
Exciting to be here, though. Thank you.
It is exciting to be here. So you guys, Molls came in from LA to host this show with me because she is the best. It's also her birthday. So let us give a big happy birthday to Molly McAleer, the queen of Glendale.
Thank you, the queen of Glendale.
Yes. Okay, you guys, so because this is a live show, things are going to work a little differently from how they usually work. Not that different. We are going to kick off with listener questions like always. I picked ones about barf because I'm me. And you guys knew that was going to happen. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to take audience questions. Since I know some of you are shy, we've got a bowl with note cards and pens going around that you can drop questions into. We will also have mics in the audience for those of you who are feeling brave enough to raise your hands. We also have a hashtag. It's #CleanCastLive. You can post photos. You can tweet. You can Instagram. You can do whatever things you're doing that I don't know about because I'm too old for it. Just don't make me look fat and don't make me look ugly. I will be so crushed, okay?
Same.
Like, there are people who hate me on the internet who will mock me in their back channels, and I don't want that to happen.
Same.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into it. As I said, I deliberately picked questions for the first half of the show that speak to my particular interests, basically barf. Poor Molls.
No, I love it.
So we are going to have Molls read the first question from Amy.
By the way, can I talk about your self-sabotage and inviting your dyslexic, slightly buzzed friend to come on and read all the emails?
No, you guys, this is actually one of the crazy things about like being back in the guest format is that the thing that the guests panic the most about is that, well, first of all, they literally all say, the first thing they all say when I ask them to be on the show, I know nothing about cleaning. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not, I'm not asking you to be on the show for your cleaning expertise. That's my job. But then the second thing is like, what if I forget how to read? Really got like, okay.
I've never really known how, but I'll do it. Okay.
I picked short questions for you.
Thank you, sweetheart. So Amy writes, This is not a problem I have right now. I'm going to interject and say why, Amy.
When you hear it, we will all say, we're glad for you, Amy.
But I know multiple people who have vomited in washing machines while drunk.
I have a personal story about this one, too.
Can you just run the washer to clean it? Run it with vinegar? Dr. Bronner's? Jolie, talk about...
Don't read that part.
Oh, okay. So then that's it.
Yeah, that's the question.
That's the whole question.
So, you guys, if you follow me on Twitter, you know that I spent New Year's Day having... New Year's Day is like Christmas for a clean person, right? everyone is just waking up in piles of vomit. So I spent the day, I asked people to tell me all the messes they had made the night before. And it was like, an avalanche of just like Jolie Care porn. And this tweet, this came in like a day or two after the fact. So I was kind of like, I didn't want to keep spamming everyone's timeline with this like ridiculous New Year's Eve barf crap. But I saved it for Clean Class Live because I knew that I wanted to talk about this. So here's the thing. There's like a pretty easy answer to how to clean barf out of a washing machine, which is also just like generally how you clean your washing machine, which is also, yeah, a thing you're supposed to be doing. Like all of your major, it seems weird to clean the thing that cleans the things, but like the dirty things are going in there. And then if you're never cleaning it, yeah. I don't think we have a whole lot of parents in the audience tonight, but I think probably most of you guys know I'm writing Ask a Clean Person for Parents on Offspring, which is a Life Hackers parenting site. And this is an especially big one for parents because they tend to wash poopy stuff. And people who are washing poopy stuff, whether they be frat boys or parents, need to be cleaning their washing machines a little more regularly than the rest of us. So anyway, so here's the deal. This is not going to surprise you. Oh, Jolie Care drinking game alert.
Oh, yeah. There's so many things.
It's about to happen.
Do you want to share all the things?
They have them. They all have them. You guys should all have what the drinking game is. The answer is white vinegar. Yes. Everybody drink water. Someone was like, everyone should drink every time she says white vinegar. And someone else was like, that is a terrible idea. I was like, well, at least they'll barf a lot and I'll have little piles of vomit to admire. So basically what you're going to do when you clean a washing machine is you're going to run either an empty load or like this is a great time to run a load of rags or a shower curtain liner, like something that is like not, doesn't actually really need to come out, like that you're not going to put on your person. And actually, you guys, the shower curtain liner thing keeps coming up. There is a weird thing happening in the universe right now. Everyone wants to talk to me about the goddamn shower curtain liner.
Wait, you can put that, you can put plastic in a washing machine?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, girl.
I would not think that on cold, right?
We're going to do a whole episode.
Will it melt?
I literally just booked a guest to come on and talk about the weirdest two topics. She wants to talk about shower curtain liners and fur. Okay. Sure. Grab bag episode. We'll do it. No problem. Okay, so the washing machine thing. You can either run an empty load or you can use this as the excuse to do, you know, your rags or shower curtain liner or whatever. Hot water. I mean, shower curtain liner is fine in hot water. You're obviously not going to put that in the dryer. I know you guys know that. You're smart. You're here. You're smart. You know. But hot water is actually fine because if you think about it, like your shower has hot water. It's not like that much hotter than the washing machine. Cup of white vinegar. The white vinegar is going to flush through the whole machine. No detergent. There's no detergent going on in this stitch because you want to flush out all that extra detergent. The white vinegar is also going to be, you know, white vinegary. It's going to do its antibacterial stuff. It's going to clean out the poop, blah, blah, blah. Now, if you have barfed into the washing machine and it's chunky, I'm sorry to tell you that it would behoove you to put on a pair of gloves and scoop out as much of the chunks as you can before you begin this operation.
Gotta scoop the chunks.
If you cannot bring yourself to scoop the chunks, I would blame you. You just run it twice. Because basically what's going to happen is the first cycle is going to flush out the chunks, but there probably are going to be some chunks left, so you just want to do two. So that's like the basics of how you clean a washing machine. And there are nuances, right? Of course, naturally, Jolie would have nuances to cleaning a washing machine that have to do with the compartments and all of that kind of jazz, but I'm going to save that for the parents and stick with the fun stuff with you guys, which is basically the barf. So that's the answer to that. Now, here's the personal story that I have. I did not actually barf in a washing machine. I barfed on my feet. Yes, it's true, but I did not barf in my washing machine, thank God. However, years ago, I had this boyfriend. I almost married this guy, which is insane in hindsight. We had gone, I was still living in Boston. I was living in the North End. And Esta, get the cannolis. No, go to the Modern. Mike's is garbage. Mike's is not garbage. I love Mike's, but I'm a Martin girl. So I'm living in the North End, and I have this apartment that has a washer dryer that's shared between me and the other apartment across the way. It's in between the two apartments through locked doors out of our bedrooms. So boyfriend and I are out one night. I actually don't think I realized how much he drank, which was a thing that happened often. And we get home to my apartment, and we go to bed. I wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, this is an important fact. It was a duplex apartment. It's not as fancy as it sounds. It was first floor and basement. The bathroom was on the first floor, and the bedroom was the basement. And that's down where the washer-dryer was. And I wake up in the middle of the night, and what am I going to call him? I'm going to call him
Chad.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa, that's weird. I don't like that. Oh my God.
I like that.
I mean, you do? I don't. I'm like,
wait, it's like how we both were.
But we're individuals.
No, I'm we're not. Okay, look, you guys, yeah. Look at how Miles
we were one letter off. That's comforting enough for me, I guess.
Cheetah print socks, and I'm wearing cheetah print.
Name print necklaces. Yeah, killing it.
We didn't plan this. So Chad. I wake up in the middle of the night to Chad opening. God, his name is definitely not Chad, you guys. I have a bad taste in men, but not that bad. Apologies to all the Chads out there who love Ask a Clean Person on the podcast. I love you too, Chads. I wake up to him. He's unlocked and opened the bedroom door. He is standing in front of the washer, and he has his dick out. And I mean, you guys, thank fucking God I'm a light sleeper. Like, I never thank God that I'm a light sleeper ever, except for this one time. Because I caught him right in time. And I, sit bolt upright in bed. And I'm like, Chad, what are you doing? That's my washing machine. I grab him, and I'm like, what is going on? And I'm like, oh my God, the bathroom's upstairs, and I hustle him up the stairs, and I'm standing outside, make sure you hit the bolt. So I have been almost there when it comes to unfortunate things happening in and around our washing machines. Now, I also am going to put a friend on the spot now, because last night while we were out having a robust dinner of oysters and tequila. Yeah. Why? I guess I must have talked about barf. Right. Yeah. Of course I talked about barf. I talk about barf all the time. And my friend Caroline Kepnes, who was my guest way, way, way back on episode 35, which is crazy. You guys, this is episode 101.
It's
crazy.
It's a big deal.
Episode 35, Caroline was my guest. She came to talk about bloodstains because she writes these crazy horror novels. Stephen King is legit her biggest fan. We're old friends. So, of course, we had to do an episode about blood together because it's her twisted mind. So we're talking about barf and all this stuff. And she tells me this. It's not even a story. It's just a thing that she did. Yeah, so Miles, I'm going to have you go over and give Kara the mic. You guys, Kara's going to tell you what she used to do when she was in her 20s. And I'm going to drink wine.
Yes, into this part. Okay. So I had never lived in New York. And to me, when driving isn't a problem, drinking is a problem, especially when you're young. And I had a roommate.
Or when you're 41.
Or when either way. And I had a roommate, and it was one of those small New York apartments, but I would get home and get into bed and then realize, oh no, I'm going to be sick. And I had sheets that I loved, but I threw up in the pillowcase because it seemed like the fastest fix. And I threw the pillowcase away because to me, there's something about vomit, and I understand the obsession, that of all the things that could happen.
I'm sorry. Do you understand the obsession? Do any of you actually understand my obsession with Bonnet? Because it's just a total mystery.
When you read about how it works, like the bodily function, all the action that's happening, and it's like a symphony of these things and muscles and interactions, and that you're doing that when you're fucked up like that is an achievement. But there's something unnatural about it. And so I threw the pillowcases away. And my thing, too, was that pillowcase would never be clean again. Right? I mean and I was in no position to be throwing away pillowcases and like out.
I mean, I feel like I talk about this on the show a lot, right? There's a difference between, there's something flying around, sorry. There's like a difference between physically clean and psychologically clean. Like we talked about this on the episode about replacing the underwear, right? Like that, like the guy was saying, we've been together for a decade and you've had those underwear the entire time we've been together. And I think that's gross. And the girl was like, is that gross? And I was like, cause I'm me and I'm never going to like, be like, yeah, that's gross.
The unless, flicker of doubt.
Unless I'm seeing it in the good way. Right. Unless I'm being like, yeah, that's gross. Amazing. Show me more. But there's a difference between like actually like those underwear are fine, like as long as they're holding up and you're washing them all the time, like yeah, of course they're clean. But there's like a psychological cleanliness issue that's going on, and I think that that's the thing with the pillowcases. So like I feel like for me, so you guys, when I throw up on my feet, last year,
at least not last night.
Actually, the person who I was out with when I did that is here tonight. I don't know that she knows that was what happened, but that's what happened. Because I was like projectile vomiting so badly during that episode for so long. And here's the worst. This is so gross. What's wrong with me? Why am I telling you these things? I'm a wicked lover of Celta, and it's like, oh, like I cannot drink flat water at all. And so I was like, I was so ill and I was trying and I was so dehydrated and I kept throwing up and then I kept trying to get water in myself and I was drinking seltzer because it's just what I had. Every time I would take a sip, I would just like immediately like vomit seltzer. Like it was literally just coming out bubbly. Like it was so bad. It was so ugly. But I got like a bunch on my pillowcase just cause like there was no, I was everywhere. But I cleaned the pillowcases. I was different though. Cause I wasn't vomiting in them.
If you take it off and you vomit in it, yeah, that's different.
Yeah. So like, yeah. Yeah. So like, here's the thing. I'm like babbling because the answer is like complicated, and I never want to like get to like, and I do know that sometimes like the answer just literally is like throw it away, get a new one. And like, yeah, I think you're right. I think if you vomit chunks into the pillowcase, it's been a deliberate choice on your part to take it off the pillow.
It's a lifestyle
and
choice.
Use it as a barf bag. Yeah. I think you seal it up and you throw it away like a barf bag. I think that's the answer. But yes, there is a way to clean it. So like, I mean, regular vomit's not that bad, right? I mean, it's a standard protein stain. Everyone drink. Jolie's going to drink too. So you use your Zout, you use your Oxy, one of the Oxy, everyone drink. Use a Dr. Bronner's for the smell, if that's lingering. You guys, the advent of Dr. Bronner's with Ask a Clean Person has been a joy. This has really been in like the past year that I've gone all in on the Dr. Bronner's thing, and I'm thrilled about it. So yeah, you can clean it, but you can't clean your brain of what,
right.
That's the problem. Yeah. So.
Can I do an aside?
Yes.
It's just like it's a plus. Like it's this question plus. Okay, so I went to Beyonce with my best friend, Lemonade Tour, Rose Bowl. Fantastic. We were both wearing bee costumes.
Oh my God. Molly's life, you guys, Molly's life is so much cooler than mine.
Irresponsible.
My life is about barf. And no, Molly wears bee costumes to the Beyonce show at the Rose Bowl.
So I did the right thing. My friend is not an experienced drug user, so I took his Molly as well and lied to him. And then I was like, no, we're having so much fun. And then I got home, and I had eaten properly before. I had hydrated properly. I wasn't drinking at the show except for the beer that I drank the Molly in. I don't know what that's called. It has a name. But I threw up in excitement in my bed as soon as I got home on a new mattress.
Oh, not the mattress
the
bar.
Brand new mattress. And I don't know how I cleaned it, but I don't sleep and vomit anymore. What would you suggest?
I mean, you got to get a machine for that. That's extraction machine time. When you vomit on the mattress, because, like, you can't throw the mattress in the washing machine.
No.
We should... You guys. Someone should fund a company to disrupt mattresses. Not that fold up to go into a box that can be shipped for your home. That fold up and can be put in the washing machine. Like that. No one steal that idea. My dad's a lawyer. I'll sue you all. Since actually,
text him right now.
Even better. So is my mom. She'll sue you and she'll bite your ankles. She's the meanest one of us all. God bless Ro. All right. Yeah, no, that's just extraction machine time.
I think I just threw like away the mattress
machine.
Topper.
Yeah, that's like Little Green Machine, Spot Bot, like, yeah.
Mattress. You know, Beyonce will
mattress
do that to
fair.
You. Yeah,
well,
no.
It's fair. If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be
and
Beyonce.
And also two servings of Molly will do that to you for sure.
All right, you guys, we have we're going to get, this is, you. None of you are going to be surprised that I picked this one. We're going to get science-y, and we're going to get extremely Joel-ish.
Okay, this is from Emily. She writes, hey, Joels.
Hey.
Quick question. I don't feel comfortable asking on Twitter. She writes, I got a little creative with my partner last night, and when he came, semen landed on a sterling silver necklace. Yeah. I didn't remember to take off. I wiped it off with a dry towel at the time, but I would have used a paper towel. I wiped it off with a towel at the time, but I want to make sure that I don't expedite tarnishing or ruin this necklace that I wear every day. I also wasn't sure if it was a protein substance that would react differently with silver than a non-protein substance.
Yes. This is like the most dedicated Jolie Care super fan in the world, right? It's like literally like postcoital, like being like protein stain plus tarnish plus silver, like, God, doing the math. Should I email Jolie? Like,
she also writes some compliments. She writes, thanks so much for all you do and for being available to answer and for being available to answer these questions. My roommate and I couldn't keep our apartment clean without your tips and tricks. We also just generally love you, your aura, empathy, and commitment to witchiness. You are a witch. Thanks a bunch.
I sure am. Guys, thank you. All right. So this is, I mean, that's up there in holy grail queen cast question, right? It's got all the good stuff. It's got science. It's got jewelry. It's got calm. Like, I'm happy. It's got compliments. We're talking about me being witchy. Like, this is a joy. I love it. So here's the cool thing about this question. So I like wrote back to Emily because I love it. And, you know, I can't write back to everyone, which I feel I like just am in a constant guilt spiral because I want to help everyone. And I like also know all the answers to the questions people ask when they email me. And I'm like, I know this, but I can't, you know, I got to eat a dollar slice and go to the gym. So I did write back to Emily because it was just such like a ridiculously great question. And I was like, no, you're A-okay. It also came on the heels of me doing, it's a recent one. It came on the heels of me talking about polishing silver on the clean cat. I did it for, I forget which one, one of the holiday episodes. The holiday episodes were unceasing, right? Did I just, what was it? Just months of holiday content? I'm just like, so tired. I was surprised because I kind of tossed the silver polishing stuff in as like a last minute stuff to round out an episode. And I was surprised at how much feedback I got on that topic, because I was like, who the hell is still using silver? Like, what? But people are. And so, like, I actually now kind of think I probably have to do, like, a full silver episode. But I realized that Emily's question had come, like, on the necklace. Job has incredibly fucked up my brain. had been asked right after I had done the silver episode, and that's why she was thinking and worrying about it. And so, and I, you know, obviously love it when you guys talk to me about jizz. I wrote back and I was like, no, you're actually A-okay. Like, what you did was perfect. You wiped it off. But here, there is a weird thing. And, like, maybe somewhere in your brain, you know that there's a weird thing about silver and the reaction it has to certain proteins that doesn't actually have to do with the protein part of it. So here's the weird thing about the silver. Silver should not be exposed to things like eggs or mayonnaise, and I literally just said mayonnaise on the heels of what this question is about. It's not about the protein part of it. So that was what Emily was worried about, the protein stain part of it. It's actually not. What it is that eggs and any other foods or substances that contain sulfur will expedite the tarnishing of silver. So jizz is fine.
Why'd you point to me?
For this category is fine. Jizz is fine. Literal mayonnaise is not. Yes. So the thing is, like, you can, if you have something silver that you want to serve eggs on, don't serve them to me, because you guys know I cannot abide an egg. I can abide a barf pile on the streets of New York City, but an egg, no, don't come near me with that. You can do that, but that should be literally like the first thing you clean, because you don't want that sulfury stuff sitting on the silver. It's going to expedite the tarnishing. So there we go. That is I don't know how I just managed to do silver care, jizz, and
silver care is hard. I have this, like, clattering I bought in Boston, not to brag, like, on a field trip to Plymouth or something.
Oh, man. So, you guys, Malls is also from Massachusetts.
Yeah. Massachusetts is a great place. I live in LA, so I think I say that longingly, because it's the best place to grow up. And
is the best place to grow up, and I never want to live back there again.
I would like to visit, but no.
All right, this is our break time.
Oh, yeah. It's our break? Yeah. Okay.
You guys, here are... Well, the listeners are going to hear this, too. Dirty secret of the break time is the break outro and intro just sort of, like, run back to back. I just split them out, and that's where we pop in our ads and stuff. Speaking of ads, I gotta give, like, a shout-out, because I got a sponsor for this, you guys.
Yay!
Brands want to work with me and pay me. I'm so excited. So we actually have them. You guys should take them... You guys, the best part about this is that you're going to laugh so hard when you hear us. Okay, so Go-Go Squeeze is the sponsor of Ask a Clean Person Live Show. Love, love, love them. So they make these, like, pouchy food things.
It's like astronaut food.
It's like astronaut food, except it's not freeze-dried.
Right.
And it's not terrifying.
But it's
because
like astronaut food.
Here's, like, legit the best part of the Go-Go Squeeze thing. It's legit clean food. I was like, I got a clean food sponsor for the dirtiest cleaning show.
That means a lot. It does.
Yeah. So, okay. We are going to take a figgy breaky. Who has the bowl? You guys got to send the bowl down, because in the second part,
I want to hit that.
We are going to do audience Q&A. I hope you guys are drunk. I hope you're riled up. I hope you're ready for this, because if there are no questions, you're going to ruin my show. And I'm gonna be upset. So we're gonna run around. We're gonna gather your questions. We're gonna take a quick break. That's not really a break. Wink, wink. And this is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Woo! Yay!
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast live. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm joined by Molly McAleer of Please Advise. Hi, Moll.
Hi, honey.
Are you having fun?
I'm having like the best time ever.
Is your mind blown that this is what the clean cast is like?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, no, I mean, I know what your podcast is like, but I didn't know. I mean, there's just so many people here for a girl that, I mean, I told you what I did with my moccasin, right?
Girl, you were supposed to tell that story.
You want me to tell?
You got to hear about Molly.
Okay, I'm a mess.
It's not as bad as Caroline barfing in the pillowcase.
I used to be really bad. Like, I used to work for a website called Defamer, and I never left my bedroom ever.
R.I.P. Gawker.
And I had to clean up a mess of pretzels I made. But all I had was a moccasin from Target. So I put all of the pretzels in the moccasin from Target, and I put it in my closet. And for over a year, a pretzel-filled moccasin lived in my closet. And that was an improvement upon my previous situation, which was a floor full of pretzels, which I thought my dog would eat. He doesn't like pretzels. That's how I found out.
Wags and I have so much in common. Do you think that? Yeah. Do you think that Wags and I are related?
Yeah,
we might be.
Sure,
we might be.
I mean, you're both very pretty.
Wags rolls into New York. His first ever trip to New York. Right? He shows up in my apartment.
Be fair. We took a 20 minute walk around the block where he was literally air pissing. Where he got this piss from, I am unclear on.
I'm gonna be fair. I admired this about. I was like, damn, wow.
Yeah, he's
like,
cruel.
You just jacked my shit up, and I admire you for that. Like, all right, I can get behind this relationship. I was like, I'll marry you.
He's like, you think you're clean?
I was just like. Wags is like every guy I've ever dated.
He presents a challenge.
You're gonna abuse me? Yeah, I'm in. Not literal. I don't mean that literally.
He might punch you.
Can you literally imagine any guy like having the cojones to hit me?
No, but I actually was thinking about that the other day. Like, I mean, like, what would I forgive a guy for punching me for? And the list was shockingly like not long. Anyway, listen.
Did
you want to do a? Yeah, sorry. I'm not an apologist.
Tell the story about what Wags broken. Did. Yeah, okay. The thing with Wags it. So Wags is literally Wags's first trip to New York. I love Wags. He and I have a relish, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm so excited to welcome him into my home. And I literally put on Taylor Swift's Welcome to New York as he trotted into the apartment.
He's never been
him.
Here like, before that.
He's never been to New York before.
So he needed
it. Such a moment for us. So we get her bags all settled. We take Wags down. We carry him down 6 flights of stairs, take him for a long walk around the Lower East Side. We let him sniff everything, like we indulge him. We're all hanging in the apartment. It's me, Teddy, Malls, and Wags all hanging in bed together. And I let Wags in my bed, the whole jam. All of a sudden, like as we're kind of getting, Malls and I are kind of getting ready to like actually leave the house. And I knew he was doing it. Like, I literally knew exactly what he was up to.
I didn't, which is a surprise 11 years in.
He tried. Yeah. So, you guys, my entire apartment, is basically as big as, like, from this wall to this wall. Like, this is how I live. And the entire apartment is hardwood. Everything's hardwood. There's one, like, 4x4 carpet under my kitchen table / desk. That has also sitting on it a box of all of my photos and love letters.
Guys, it was probably helpful.
Wags trots his little tush right over to that box, lifts his leg and pees on it. I was like, boy.
There's whispers in the crowd that sound like these people think I'm a monster. Like, he was air pissing for 20 minutes. Like, he peed much outside.
No, it's not my, you can't control that.
I don't know where the water came from within him.
He held it because he was like, I'm just showing Jolie who is boss. And
he's
I'm
showing you who's not boss. And it's those men in those
and
boxes.
I am gonna that was exactly it. It was like kind of life affirming. I was like, all right, Wags got my back, man. Like he pissed.
I'm
on.
So sorry.
No,
I mean we've gone over this. I'm so sorry, but
no,
like also,
also
kind of not.
She's apologizing profusely.
But
and I'm
I am.
Like, Malls, who are you talking to? It's me. This is literally not a problem. I got the bottle is out. It was a protein stain. Everyone drank protein stain. Yeah, it's like, I like you all just.
But like pretzel moccasin over here is like, I literally was, I, you know, I don't know that Joel's stay at her place for 4 hours. I was at your place for 4 hours
your
watching
mind
Princess
was blown by the way
no,
I live.
Literally picking up, at, like, I didn't realize, I mean, I know I'm a mess, but like, I didn't know that, like, I, you know, I know I'm, just, when I say a mess, I mean like Jessica Simpson a mess, where it's like, I throw a wet towel on the floor and I'm just like, bye. Like, I literally don't, that's not my job. I don't know whose job it is.
Miles, did you bring my towel back?
No.
You guys, Molly stole a towel. She stole from my linen.
Interesting
closet.
Story about the towel. So I actually.
She and Wags bossed up on me so hard.
I stole one of her towels, but no interesting story about the towel. So I actually was traveling after this, after New York, and the hotel stole your towel. They thought it was theirs.
It was a
the
good
Ace
towel.
Hotel in Palm Springs thought it was your towel, their towel.
I mean, you guys.
Which, for the amount of things I've stolen from them, like, honestly, I'll just buy you a towel. But, like, I'm sorry.
I can buy myself a towel.
No, I know you can. I know.
Because,
but, like, I owe you
because
one.
Because this podcast has been sponsored by Go-Go Squeeze. So I have money.
You got that good podcast money.
That was good, right? That was good, right? I'm a natural at this. The thing is, I feel the sponsor stuff, I always have this weird relation to, like, I'm not going to say why, I'm not, because I'm a monster, and they're like, oh, this was, it's a cleaning show, and it's family friendly, and I'm like, no, like, I won't say what it was, but there was, like, one.
Here's how to wash your baby shit out of the, like,
yeah,
and
like,
it's very visceral.
There was one ad that got kicked back to me because they wanted me to add more personal stuff in. And I was like, are you sure? do you know who I am? I was like, all right, I'm okay. I'll do that. So anyway, yes, but still, really, thank you. To go
but like, can we wrap it up by saying Wags is great?
Wags is amazing. No. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Like,
it's bad. Okay, it's not a great anecdote.
They all know this. Miles, you're freaking out. You're having guilt because you feel like your son did something bad.
He did.
When what you should be hearing is what they're all hearing, which is like, Wags gave me like the holy grail of how I want to be treated all the time. Like,
right. A big
stain. If you guys don't make messes, I don't have a job. If you don't jack my shit up, I don't have great stories to tell. Like, this is all a delight. And plus, there was doubt in the house, you guys. Like, this is not a little piddle in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
There's doubt. I have doubt all.
I mean, I would have peed on your floor if I knew that it meant that much to you.
You can pee on the floor. Well, I was exhausted. I barked on my own feet.
Yeah.
I didn't fire myself over it.
Okay.
Anything like that. Okay, you guys, before we get into audience Q&A, we actually have to quickly say that during the break, there was a literal mess that happened. Someone... Spill some red wine. Is everyone okay up there? Because, okay, did it spill on fabrics or on hard surfaces?
Hard surfaces.
Oh, just hard surfaces. Okay, hard surfaces. We love a hard surface.
Yeah.
Hard surfaces are easy. Paper towels, no problem. I legit like ran, like they're like, Jolie, there's a cleaning emergency. I'm like, I've got something. Hold on. Like I got my satchel. You guys, this is bonkers. I will put a picture of this on Instagram for the listeners who can't see what this is.
I was amazed the first time she brought this out over like brunch, and I was like, oh my God, like it's
my
brilliant.
It's my cleaning satchel and it rotates. So, okay. The first thing is you guys all have to know for like the listeners, I'm going to describe this. It's a Louis Vuitton. Don't get carried away. This is it. Hold on. Hold everyone. Esta, hold your horses. All right. Okay, it's a Louis Vuitton graffiti, like, satchel from the late 90s.
But I think it's back.
But here's the, well, of course it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because everything's coming back around. Here's the dealie, though. I'm not that fancy. I'm fancy. You all know I'm fancy, and I don't lie about it. But I'm not that fancy. This was a Chinatown find. And I bought it. Here's the thing, though. I bought it when I worked at Vogue. And I used to trot it around to Vogue, and no one at Vogue knew it was actually a fake, because I actually have a good eye for a fake. So, but it is a fake. So I use this thing now. It's my cleaning satchel. There's all this stuff in it. I'm just gonna tell you like what right it and it rotates. Right now there is some Dr. Bronner hand sand, because you know we use that for not only hand sand stuff, but we use it for ink stains and all kinds of other stains. Wait, Tim Herrera, where are you? Yes, like. Blew your minds, you guys. So Tim Herrera is my editor at the New York Times, little local newspaper that I write for, and blew his mom's mind at Christmas when he busted out the hand sanitizer to remove a stain, and I was like, yeah, I'm in with moms now. Psyched.
Do you want me to hold that for you so you don't have to?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna pick stuff out of this. All right, I got a shout wipe.
Hell yeah,
love a shout wipe. I've got a little. I live this way, you guys. I've got a little microfiber cloth. Love the microfiber. And it's called Swoosh. This is my phone cleaner. Your phones are disgusting.
Wait, can I tell you how chic this thing you're about to take out is?
It's not coming out yet. I am not a germaphobe, but the one thing that I will not touch of anyone else's is your phone. Don't hand me your phone. I know where it's going with you. Another shout wipe. Oh, you guys, because I steal these from the bathroom at GMG. That's why I have so many shout wipes. Yeah. That's why I continue to work for this company. Because they keep shout wipes in the bathroom. Wet ones. This is from Coney, because I spent my whole summer at Coney Island. Gotta have wet one antibacterial wipes if you're going to live the Coney Island lifestyle.
I'm not even from here, and I know that like is pretty dirty, right?
Oh, it's fucking filthy. And okay. Love
See, that's what
it.
I love about you is that like it's the high low of it all. Like I really do love that. Yeah, super clean. Also,
I've got a handy wipe from the barbecue joint, right? That you get. I a tiny bottle of OxyClean. Everyone drank OxyClean.
I'd love to.
I've got a Tide pen. Tide pen. Yay, Tide pen. We love the Tide pens. So here's the thing, though. I got to keep the wipes and the pen because delivery is key. And then the last thing.
Okay, this thing actually. So she brought this out at lunch. I'm always covered in dog hair. There's never a moment not. Like, I'm on vacation without my dog. I packed everything black. Like I don't know what. Like, a mom that packs Coke on a fucking vacation because she's like, I could do this now. So I. Literally, she brought this out, and I was stunned. I was amazed. And then I was staying at this, like, kind of chic hotel that I, like, don't even know. Orbitz. And Joel's brings this out. I literally am walking through, like, they're so tailored guest shop the next day. They have this. I almost bought it, but I was like, what if I can't get the refills?
Girl, I got refills.
Yeah, online. I know. But look how chic
it is. Also, I know people. Like, I got a guy.
Do you want to roll me in real life?
Yeah, I'm going to roll you. Okay, so here's the thing. This is what this is. This is the Flint lint roller. It's like a retractable. It's also incredible. Because it's Jolie and I'm me and I have the dirtiest goddamn mind in the world.
It's pink.
Right? It's so phallic. No, it's phallic.
Oh.
Like,
well, that too.
It rolls up and down.
I'm innocent.
Okay, so this is my...
Will you roll me first?
You guys, this thing ends up on the Clean Person Gift Guide every year. I don't even try to pretend anymore that like I'm not repeating gifts. I'm just like, no, I legit like this so much.
I love it.
You guys, podcast listeners, you can't chic. See this. I'm literally rolling Molly. It's rose gold. It's rose gold.
She's rolling Molly, you guys, right now. She's rolling on Molly. It's been a really fun 6 years with this name, I would say. It's been a really wild adventure as someone who loves Bonnaroo. Anyway.
Flint Lint Roller. And we just, I know you guys are going to ask, or you better ask questions, or you're going to get on the enemies list, which is what you want, Lindsay Adler. Lindsay Adler, my colleague at Deadspin, who most of you, I hope, will remember from the Ladiespin episode that we did, which is like, still not only one of my favorite episodes, but also I think about I fucking hate you, Dan, all the time. Like, sometimes I'm just, like, walking down the street, like, I'll be behind a slow walker, and I'll be like, I fucking hate you, Dan. And it's, like, some little old lady who I've named Dan. I'm like, fucking hate you, Dan. So Lindsay, I scrounged up. There was an extra Flint lying around. Lindsay just got, like, the most adorable dog in the world. Fisher and I have the same hair. He sheds everywhere. I'm very excited about it. She's hysterical about the hair stitch. So she got a Flint Lint Roller. Love, love, love. I bust this thing out all the time. People are amazed by it. It is incredible.
Packs right. A lot of punch.
I have babbled enough, and I want to talk to you guys. Does anyone in the audience have a question?
Cues.
Yay! People have questions. I do have questions on the card. You guys ask good questions
on
the card.
We've got some cues in the mix.
What's up?
Yeah. What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa, here you go.
Thank you. Okay.
Hi, Melissa. Hi. I recognize your avatar from Patreon. Hi. Thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure. This is not a particularly gross question. It's more annoying for me. I have some really nice sheets. They're Parachute. I spent the money.
Okay.
They're the light blue color. I've done the long soak.
I know
soak.
The literal exact ones.
Yeah. The long soak, they're still a little yellow in like spots where I sweat because I'm a woman and we have cycles.
Legit.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I've done the long soak and I can't figure it out. I do bluing in the wash cycle and I can't get rid of it.
Okay. So I was going to say bluing is a thing.
Yeah.
I think probably, okay, so you guys, like, just the question might have been a little loud, a little low. So just to reiterate, she's got really nice sheets. They're light blue. They've got that kind of yellow dinge thing going on. I think probably if you've tried the long soak and you've tried bluing, two things. Maybe longer soak. You don't want to, like 24 hours. Like, you don't want to be using the cascade method for that because they're light blue and it might bleach out too much. What I would say with the long soak thing is that when you do the long soak, if you're not getting the results you want, usually what I say for the long soak is just use OxiClean. But actually, if you also add in the this is going to be like a Mensa test at this point because I'm a little wine drunk. The Tide Ultra Stain Release. Right. Four words. Okay. Tide Ultra Stain Release plus the Oxy in the long soak. I feel like that's going to do it for you. The other thing to try is if your washing machine offers it, do the extra rinse cycle because it actually also may partly be that there's like detergent buildup that's going on there that's creating dinge. So that's what I would try. Let me know. The other thing is like, I just also kind of got to say like, none of these things are infallible and there is a lifespan. You know what I mean? So like, I think it kind of gets back to our underpants question. Like how long is too long with the underpants? Like as long as they don't have dinge, is kind of the answer. On the flip side of it, if the sheets have dinge that is not going away, they're probably just at the end of their lifespan. And I have to say, here's the thing. I want to say, because like, you know, I live here in the real world and I also have like a super commitment to being honest with you guys. I have a set of hand towels that have gotten impossibly stained by like the existence of the fact that I wear makeup and I'm not like wiping my makeup on them, but like, you know, my makeupy hands or what, you know, like whatever. And I've done everything. The only thing I haven't quite done yet is I haven't done the cascade method, but I'm also kind of at the point where I'm like, I don't think I'm even going to bother with the cascade method. I think I'm just going to say like, these hand towels served me well, and I'm going to go ahead and get new ones because there's a lifespan, and that's okay. Like, yeah. Thank you. Okay. We got other questions?
Oh, Zach's okay. Got a question. Zach. Hi.
Related.
Don't you like? Don't you guys like Molly's sensual podcast voice that she does? And I'm just like
decade-long smoker over here.
I have no sensual podcast voice. Actually, it was funny when I was picking the old episodes for my bye weeks. I like went back to like just like listen to them and like see what I was saying on them. I had such NPR voice when I started the show, and I have gone just full legit Jolie, which I'm good with, but. The old NPR voice is so funny. Maybe I'll try it.
Is this good? Is this good?
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Related I'm drunk and babbling.
Related to that about lifespans, let's say theoretically, you are, and this is purely theoretical, you are
asking for a friend. I know
exactly. You're out, and you know you vomit on your clothes, your shirt, your tie, and let's say you don't remember that. So that shirt is wherever in a pile, and then a day or two later you find what's the lifespan where what's the time difference basically where something has been caked in vomit and it's like it's too far gone and
it's
it
gone.
Has to be thrown away. Is there a time period?
No, I mean no. Okay. But I think we're getting back into vomiting in the pillowcase territory where like psychologically it may be gone. Like you may be like that shirt will never be the same to me. Here's the thing. Of the protein stains, well, this is it's tricky because it's nuanced. Barf is always nuanced for me. It depends what you've eaten. And For the listeners,
how am I supposed to remember that when I'm that drunk?
And the audience,
it was probably
can't
a hot
see what
dog,
just happened.
Right?
I'm watching the audience. Everyone in the audience literally just all at once sat way back. Like they were like, okay, Jolie, you went way too far. I'm sorry, you guys. Sorry that I do this to you. You're here. You paid to be here for this, though. I'm so sorry. It does depend. Red wine vomit is different from seltzer vomit.
Okay, so if we can get a little bit more specific then.
I could
in this theoretical. Lots of beer, cider, and pizza.
Oh man, pizza vomit. You know
$1
what? It's always sad when you lose a dollar slice, you know? one of those piles from New Year's Day. I'm sorry, you guys. I legit promise I will not do that. I actually don't want... It like, hurts me to make this promise because I loved the barf pile so much, but like I feel like I do owe it to you guys to legit promise that I will not post photos of barf piles again. That triggered a lot of people. It was bad of me. And I knew it was bad, but I couldn't help myself. I have no self-control at all. One of those barf piles was like very clearly a dollar slice. I was like, oh man. What a waste of a good life there. All right.
But there's no time span that like you can
no,
you can undo a barf at any time.
I mean, you can and you can't. I feel like you know, flush it with cold running water, hit it with some dish soap, hit it with your Zout, launder it. I literally am watching someone like follow the bouncing ball, like repeating along with me, being like, she's going to say flush it with water, she's going to say Zout, she's going to say launder cold water, usual, air dry, don't put it in the dryer, set a stain. Like,
I think that's your merch. I think that's your t-shirt.
It is amazing how much you internalize of the weird shit I tell you, and I love it. I'm so blessed and grateful for this job. So anyway, but I do think legit that might be a psychological loss. Okay, who else has questions?
But
all the way in the back, Molly. Oh. You guys, wait, first of all, every one of you sitting all the way up in the
never
back
wears
is a jerk.
Heels, smokes, dyslexic.
Because
hi, I'm coming all the way up.
You all were
hi,
told
girl,
to
hi.
Move down to the front, and you didn't.
I love her sweater.
Hi, Jolie.
Hi, Mama. You guys.
What's up?
This is Kristen Lee, friend of the show, Kristen Lee. Yay! Team Jalopnik!
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy you're here, baby girl.
I love you.
Love you. I'm scared of you.
Bar soap. Don't be scared. I have a question about bar soap.
Yes.
It's my
amazing.
Favorite restaurant in Brooklyn only has bar soap in the bathroom.
No.
I find this fucked up. I find this extremely fucked up. Is it bad?
It's right. absolutely unacceptable. So that's the grossest thing. You guys know I love
it's
bar soap.
It's the only option they have in there. I don't know what to do.
You got to be carrying hand sand.
I guess so. Into the bathroom too?
A shared bar of bar soap? Absolutely not. Nah.
Should I name the restaurant?
I'm team washcloth.
Should I name the restaurant? Yes. It's Chez Moi on Atlantic Avenue. It's delicious, but only bar soap in the bathroom. It's a little unacceptable.
Put him on blast, Kristen.
I guess also I guess it also applies for like bar soap in other people's showers too, right?
It sure does. Do they have that thing, that Twee Brooklyn thing where they have the round bar that's on a spindle?
Yes, yes, that's what it is. It's bad.
It's triggering for me.
But wait, can I ask, is body wash a lie? Because it's a lie, right?
Scott, don't use body wash.
Yeah,
guys,
it's like a joke,
legit.
Right?
Bar soap and a fresh washcloth every time you shower. That's how you get clean. This is like, it's like, and I'm going to go ahead and say it's like a bit of a cultural thing. You're not going to meet an Italian girl who's not using a fresh washcloth and bar soap to clean herself.
Even
this is the way.
Pretzel Moccasin knows that, right?
Yes.
I know that.
It might also be a Massachusetts thing. I don't know. But, like, this is the way. It's the way. Like, you can't be getting yourself in the shower and, like, rubbing a bar of soap on you and think that that's doing the jobby. You need exfoliate. You've got dead skin. You've got sebum. You're grimy. You need that washcloth. Also, if you're using that bar soap, I know you're not cleaning your ankles. I know you're not cleaning behind your knees.
Hold on. Wait.
This is legit, like, super, super important. This is so important. And this was, like, life-changing for one of my editors. And when I change an editor's life, it's especially great for me, right? The biggest reason I can tell you to use the bar soap and the washcloth is because the first time you do it and you get behind the knees, you will, like, not find a better feeling.
And okay, we have a question, honey, from Tim in the rugby stripes up
yes,
here.
Another editor who
a great
whose life
Tim.
Has changed.
Okay, let's do Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Two quick things before I ask my question.
Okay.
Molly, I had the same reaction when Jolie pulled out her lint roller. Blew my mind.
I know.
Insane.
Right?
Yeah, totally blew my mind. and the other, my mom is going to be thrilled you give her a shout out. I will let her know.
This is Herrera.
But so I moved a couple of months ago. And a lot of adjustments, whatever, but I moved in with a couple of cats, and I've never lived with cats before. I'm definitely not a cat person. I've been converted, love cats now, but I've noticed that cats vomit all the time, and this is a new experience for me. Most of the time, it's on the floor, so I, you know, get my all-purpose, whatever, it's fine, but about a month ago, Tracy, lovely little tuxedo cat, threw up on our sofa. And we didn't notice it for probably a day or two. So when we finally saw it, it was, you know, dried over, kicked on a little bit. We cleaned that. But there's a little kind of like white stain left on the red sofa. How do we get that out? Is it clean? Should I just turn the cushion over and forget about it? Please help me, Jolie.
I will help you. I'm actually, the first thing I'm going to do to help you is that's the last part of the advice. They said throw away the cat. I'm gonna send you to our colleague, and my mentor and the person who in many ways is responsible for the fact that I do this insane job. I am gonna tell you to go talk to Corey Sika, the New York Times style editor, because he's gonna tell you some things about your cat's diet that you need to learn that will cut back on the occurrence of the vomiting. And I know that he's going to tell you this because he told me this on episode 1 of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. Corey was my guest for the very first episode. That was one that I recently reran over the holiday when we were on our bye weeks. I actually didn't know this when I had him come on to do this. He basically said that part of the reason that his cats don't cough up hairballs and vomit and do all of those terrible things that most of your cats do to you, which I just thought your cats did because they hate you. And I mean, I still believe that. And that also, like, for people who found me via Fresh Air, they know that that's a thing that I told Terry Gross so many times that she, like, legit got angry with me on her own show. Like, I flapped Terry Gross. Like, she's unflappable, and she just, like, was like, I don't know what to do with this person. She can handle anyone, right? She could not handle me. So the thing is, like, the diet thing is incredibly important with cats in terms of not having them barf up shit on your floors. Also will help with the shedding stuff. So go talk to Corey or go listen to episode 1 and get his advice on that. I'm a little worried that what has happened when you described the particular stain and you said that it was white on a red couch. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Red couch. I don't think it's a cleaning thing.
Are you saying take it to the vet?
Bile is acidic. And I think you may have had a bleaching effect. And, oh, my God, you guys, the audience just, like, gasped in horror. Like, it was like, everyone was like, oh, no. Not the bleaching effect. So I'm a little worried that that's what happened here. Color loss is not reversible via cleaning methods. You have to re-dye or flip the cushion. Flip the cushion. So wait, just like quick follow-up question. Did you use your enzymes? Did you use your Zout, your Nature's Miracle?
Zout.
You used Zout. Okay. So, okay. Then that tells me that, yeah, we're probably into color loss territory. I might give it one more shot with the Zout and use an old toothbrush, not the one you use in your mouth naturally, to kind of work the enzymes in and then go right over it with a rag with just clean water to remove that. See if that works, but I think it's color loss. Sorry. We're going to have to amputate.
Sorry,
and in closing, get rid of your cats.
Okay, we've got more questions. We've got one right here. Okay. Oh, wait, I can't do that. Okay, we're going to do a pass along.
Yeah, you guys, we have like architectural things we have to cope with in this
Hello.
Event space. Hi.
How's it going, Jolie?
This is weird.
So I understand the whole sheet cleaning thing. And by me understanding, I mean my boyfriend understands the whole sheet cleaning thing. But my question is about the mattress pad.
Yeah.
Because I have several of those, like princess in a pea status. And
Every
time that I take off my sheet, I am reminded by just how beautiful that mattress pad looks underneath. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what I can do to make it look even better.
Okay.
Oh, good question.
Right.
I didn't check that before this.
Okay. So actually the follow-up question was, what's the material the mattress pad is made of? So here's like the jam with your bed stuff that isn't your sheets. Yeah, you got to wash them. Like your mattress pads, your pillows, the duvets, like all that stuff's got to get washed. It's going to get stained. It's going to get smelly. It's going to get dust mighty, all of that kind of stuff. Also, washing your plush bedding, right, the things that aren't your sheet, is going to help to keep the loft at its loftiest, right? And so loft is the term basically for, like, the smushiness of your bedding that you want. You don't, however, need to be washing them nearly as often as your sheets, but you do need to wash them. So 1 to 4 times a year is about what you want to aim for. So, like, I probably hit maybe not quite quarterly just because of my laundromat sitch. And, like, taking off the mattress pad and doing the duvet involves, like, weightlifting because I've got to go down 6 flights of stairs and around the corner and then back up and all that kind of stuff. But, like, I probably hit, like, 2 or 3 times a year where I'm washing all that stuff. You can launder all of that. You should launder all of that. Oh, also, don't sleep on the dust ruffle or bed skirt. I just noticed mine and I was like, oh, God, oh, I need to fire myself. Like, it was bad. I've got to wash that stuff. So, like, all of that kind of stuff. And I'm going to do a whole app in March when I do La Mob about all that stuff. I just booked the guest for it. She's one of my fave guests. She's going to come back for it. She's obsessed with bedding. So I'm going to do, like, a whole thing on that. But, yeah, basically just, like, launder it. Use your dryer balls, your tennis balls in the dryer to speed along the drying, to fluff things back up. Stain treat as needed, right? So especially with when we talk about our bedding, pretty much – well, actually, I completely take that back. I was going to say pretty much most of the stains we're making in bed are protein, but, like, I was just remembering – the gal who was drinking the spiked eggnog in bed and spilled it. And I was like, oh, no, right, you're spilling everything in bed. And good for you, because it gives me work. So that's the bedding thing.
Wait, can I ask a follow-up?
Yes, you sure can, Moll.
I'm like a memory foam girl. And
oh,
like, no memory foam at all?
It's
because I just throw it out. Like, after Beyonce, I just threw out my memory foam.
Yeah,
because I was like, can I forget?
Well, that's the thing. I don't want you guys buying memory foam because the problem with memory foam was that R&D created a product that cannot be cleaned. So, yeah, boo. Like, that's jacked up. Like, I don't like that.
Wow.
So, yeah, down on memory foam. All right, we've got some questions down here, Malls.
Oh, okay, hold on. You can wait.
Real quick question.
It's not you guys I'm worried about with Quick. It's me.
Barkeeper's friend.
Barkeeper's friend. Everyone do 2 shots.
What may I not use it on?
I mean, you can. You guys know the thing is I hate Barkeeper's fucking friend, right? Okay. I just want to make sure everyone is clear. The reason I hate Barkeeper's friend, you can use it on anything. Darling, if you love it, love it. Get your life. Love your Barkeeper's friends. The reason I hate it is because all of these people, like, are so passionate about how life-changing and great Barkeeper's Friend is. And every time I've used it, it's like a firework that fizzles. Like, I can't get the magic. And I'm me. And it hurts in my tender places. Is what I'm saying. But use it. I mean, it's good. Look, it's like, you know, it's non-abrasive. You can use it on your enameled cast iron. You can use it on your stainless. It's great in a bathroom. So people tell me I've never felt it.
Okay, we had a question. Okay, girl.
Also, I want to say this. It hurts me that a product called Barkeeper's Friend doesn't work for me personally. Like, the drunk, clean person who loves a bar and loves a barkeeper. Like, never met a barkeeper I didn't love, you know. It just hurts. It hurts, Barkeeper's friends.
All right. Hi, my name's Adina.
Hi,
I wanted
Adina.
To know if all apartments and houses should have a no-shoe policy.
Oh, girl, you know me better than this. I'm not going to regulate personal behavior. No, I'm not. I'm no shoe in my house, not because of my clean personism. I'm no shoe. Like, I don't care if people wear shoes in my house. I will literally never wear a shoe in my house because I love shoes, but I hate wearing shoes. They make my feet feel claustrophobic. The minute, and I push this to the outer limits of acceptability, the minute it is warm enough to be in Jack Rogers, my tootsies are out.
Who's Jack Rogers?
And I push sandal weather like to the point of blue toes. Because you guys, right? I literally have open toes right now. I have open toes. I like my feet get so claustrophobic, and it's like my weird thing about the top, not having the top sheet on my bed, like because my feet need to rove in the night. My feet need to be out all the time, all the time, all the time. Malls asked, "What are Jack Rogers?" Jack Rogers are those sandals that I always wear that you always see me in, those preppy girl New England sandals that I have in 17 different colors.
Escaped that somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, like
they're great
though. It's just my summer footwear, like, and it's part of the reason that I have crazy hoovy feet because they have like wooden soles, and I live in Manhattan, and I have my feet out and bare, tramping through the Manhattan streets for as literally as long as I can get away with weather-wise, and so I have dirty, grimy, hoovy feet. Clean person, great hands though. All right, we've got more questions.
Top sheets are for losers.
I know we've got one up towards the top. See, now Maeve, I told you all to come down. You guys, Maeve is one of my patrons. I love her. I know her. But I knew she was going to have questions, and she sat all the way up at the top.
I was boxed in. Yeah, it's my fault, Jules.
Yeah.
I know. I'm picking on
a disabled person now. I have been trying to keep my cast clean, per your instructions. Okay, so I Googled this, and I didn't get a great answer. If I have, say, a maroon, like burgundy silk chiffon bridesmaid's dress that a bride... it was beautiful. I fought for it instead of peach, because I am peach, so I can't wear peach. So I went burgundy, and then perhaps this bride, who is perhaps related to me, asked us to take outside pictures on a December 30th wedding. And it was beautiful.
Insanely cold here on December 30th.
They're going to be beautiful. However, the bottom 3 inches of this dress are now like soaked in rock salt. Will it come out? Should I pay the $60 to clean it?
Well, okay. Yeah.
Or should
I
shorten it? I don't know.
Wait. Yes, so it will come out. Wait. Tell me the material one more time.
Silk chiffon.
Okay. Yes, it will come out. I actually just got... So you guys, I don't know if you guys remember... This is actually one of my favorite episodes. The episode of Laundry School that I did with Giddy Nathan... from Deadspin was one of my all-time favorites because the way that he reacted when I said to sort your clothes before you fold them at the laundromat, like sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I think of that and I just start laughing. Like I just like cracks me up. He literally did. And then, you know, it's a podcast, so you could only hear what he did, but he literally physically folded himself, like doubled over on himself, stuck his tongue out and was like, ugh! I was like, all right, I've done my job here. Like, I freaked you out. So Giddy, I tell you that to tell you this. Giddy just emailed me yesterday. He had a slip and fall accident. He's fine, thank God. But he was wearing this, like, heavy cotton, kind of like Carhartt's tape jacket. And he got, a wicked salt stain on it. So I've had salt stains on the brain. They come out. The answer is, everybody get your water, white vinegar. They come out. You can definitely use that on this dress material. But I also have to say, like, are you going to rewear this? It's a bridesmaid's dress. In the history of ever, have any of us ever, thank you, reworn a bridesmaid? You're not going to do it. So here's the thing. So what I would say is, I mean, if you do want to salvage it, give it a hand wash. because it's going to be gentlest thing, because it's a delicate fabric. Use a little white vinegar. The stains are going to come out. Soft bristled toothbrush for any spots that are sensitive or being difficult. But also, I probably don't think that you are going to rewear this. And I think that if you are, the best option is to cut it down and wear it short.
Okay. Can I like do a cue mashup?
Yeah.
Okay. So what if you take Zach's question about time and then you take her question about silk chiffon and you mash them up? Does silk chiffon have a shelf life for being cleaned with a toothbrush?
No. The longer you leave a stain sitting on a fabric, the more difficult it's going to be to get out. Right. And then it does come to a certain point where like it's a goner, you know, my hand towels. I was a sad loss. They're a loss. It is what it is. I wouldn't delay. Try to get it done, but also I think this is a place where you want to be a little realistic about.
Throw it away.
I mean,
give it to like how isn't housing
was,
works
I,
like
no,
a thing
I would
here?
Say don't throw
like,
it away.
Just,
like
give it to the people.
Donate it. Cut it short. Donate. I don't know. Anyway, all right. We got other questions. I saw.
Oh, hey.
Hands. Hi. We've got time for like two more. And
I forgot about that. Is this on? Yeah. Okay. I forgot about this until I heard the silk chiffon question, but I have a red 100% silk dress, and I got acrylic paint on it. I was at a house party, and they
were... It was just like that. The audience groaned.
I was at a house party, and they were painting the walls because they were all wasted, and it got all over my dress, and it was new, and it's like... a beautiful dress, and I gave it to my friend to take it to Madame Paulette's, and she's forgotten, and it's been like probably 3 years. but I still love the dress. It's like one of my favorite dresses, but it's still sitting in a bag. Is it salvageable?
I mean, if anyone can salvage it, it's John Medesian of Madame Paulette. My boyfriend, John Medesian of Madame Paulette. You guys, John, like, I can't get over my relationship with John Medesian. It's crazy to me that I have a legit relationship with a celebrity dry cleaner who's dating one of the Real Housewives of New York. Like, that is the most Joelish thing in the history of Joelish things.
Can I ask you, like, a cleaning, like, is this
Can
etiquette?
You ask me a cleaning question?
Yeah, yes. Can I ask you a cleaning? Is this the appropriate place to ask? Okay, so what if you have a friend, let's say, okay, so I'm waiting for you to send me the make and model on those towels. I want a serial number. It's coming to you. This girl's been waiting for 2 years for a goddamn cleaning on that dress, okay? It was offered to her. What do you do when someone is offered to replace something or to clean something and they have not done it? Do you burn them from your life? Like, what do? Do you slander their name or do you move on? Is it worth the cost of the dress to not have that person in your life anymore?
I mean...
You're welcome.
I think this is the reason that enemies lists exist in the world. I mean, you guys can create your own categories for enemies lists. Right, you know that.
Yeah.
I add new ones to mine all the time, and it's fun. So listen, I here's the thing. I think with this dress, like, first of all, it's because it's silk and you've got acrylic paint on it, it's definitely got to go to a specialty cleaner. I don't think it's unsalvageable. I think if anyone is going to salvage it, it's John. He salvaged the, like, 100-year-old flood and mold ravaged Balmain dresses. So like he can do anything. He is magic.
And like, Dorinda's soul after thinking her dead husband was a balloon. Like there's
also,
that.
Also that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just say if you love this dress, but here's the thing also, I kind of want to say how much do you love this dress that you haven't gotten it? It's been what, 3 years and you haven't gotten it clean? Like, I don't know that. I don't know. I think maybe you think you love this dress more than you love this dress.
No, I love the dress. I just forgot until now.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Have your friend send it to Madame Paulette and pay for it. I'll give you John's personal number. I could text him right now. Hey, John. You guys, when I interviewed John, I did a feature on him I write a feature once a year, and every time I do, I'm like, this is why I don't write features. It's agonizing for me. But I wrote a feature on John, and it's like probably out there with one of the, like the my favorite things I've written. He told me in the course of the interview, I don't even know why he would have said this, but he goes, call me in the middle of the night. Tell me all your secrets. Oh, yeah.
I wonder why.
It was like, he drove me into Manhattan. So the facility where they actually do the dry cleaning is out in Long Island City and in Queens. And then the boutique where the people drop off their stuff is on the Upper East Side. He drove me to the boutique in his Jaguar, and we were cranking butts in the car.
Is this your first experience with an Armenian man? Like, this is this is exactly it's amazing. Yes.
Yeah. All right, I guess this is my life now. All right, so we have time for one more question. I did get card questions, and they were really good, but oh well.
Well, if the question in the bowl is better, but I have a life hack request. I need an easy way to clean my Nutribullet, like the blade part, because I can't fit my hands underneath. Like, it gets all cut up. I don't have a way to, like, how do you clean the blender blade part of the Nutribullet that I use every single day, but it's not dishwasher friendly?
Yeah, no problem at all. It's so easy. You're going to be like, damn it, why didn't I think of this? And it's okay that you didn't think of it. I don't mean that in a shamey way. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to fill the Nutribullet with a tiny, tiny drop of dish soap and water, and you're going to blend it, and then you're going to rinse it. That's how you clean it. I know, I'm sorry. Like, it's so facile, but no normal person would think of this. Like, yeah, that's how. Are you getting some? Wait, wait.
I use it, and so my stuff is still in the blender cup. Like, I take the blender cup with me when I leave the house.
Oh, so it's just the blade.
So I just want to clean the blade.
Just stop doing that.
Well, you have to transfer to a different cup.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Okay, I got another thing for you. If you're doing it, I got you covered. You need to get a bottle brush. Because the problem is you can't get your hand in there, yeah? Okay, so the problem is she can't fit her hand in to get the blade. You need to get a thin bottle brush. Yeah, just go to, you know, Amazon Container Store. You want to get a little one.
No kids.
It's like...
Don't know anything about that.
Yeah, it's just... Well, it's not... Bottle brushes aren't specific to baby bottles. It's just... No, there are all kinds of bottles. Like, crafts and stuff like that. So bottle brushes, they come in all different sizes. That's what you need. You need a bottle brush. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Mom, do you want to answer this? I feel like you do.
I listen, all of these were so good. We're bumping up on time. Okay.
What are they going to kick us out?
Yeah, they are. Because we've got staff here. We got to get them out of the door.
Okay.
I don't know. There was so many good ones.
Everyone holding a green card is actively rejected right now.
All right, here's actually the one I want to do. Well, no, I guess I'll close out with this one. Someone asked, if you were to invent any type of cleaning device, what would it be?
Shark Tank this. What are you doing? Don't. Okay, let's do it.
I feel like I already answered it. The mattress that can go in the washing machine. Yes, that's it. All right, you guys, on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast live. My first live show. You guys, thank you.
I love you. I'm
this
so proud
crazy.
Of you.
You guys are weird. You just sat through 2 hours of cleaning talk.
It's really good.
I want to say huge, 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 huge thank you to Malls for being here. Please advise.
Thanks, guys.
You guys, is there literally anyone better than Malls?
Yeah, a lot.
No. her show is called Please Advise. She's amazing. You should go listen to it. We also want to see just like the bit. There's no thank you big enough for Acast.
No. No, in fact, like, love them.
Love them.
Love them. Would protect them with my life.
With my life. I would lay down in traffic.
I would take a bullet for Acast, okay? Yeah. They provide me with podcast advertising, which pays for my dog's expensive dentistry. He has he has four teeth left.
Let's keep him alive
piss.
To pee in my apartment for many, many years. We love Wags. We love Acast. We love the whole team there. You guys, the Acast people put us in touch. We met literally doing an episode of Please Advise together and fell in fucking love. And it's been...
You came to my disgusting home.
I love your home.
Which is still in construction and disgusting.
And I love you.
Jinx, hun. God.
Cheetah. That was not Boston way of saying cheater. That was the animal print. Also want to say like a huge, huge thank you to Go-Go Squeeze. They have helped underwrite this live show. It's clean food. It comes in a resealable container. So if you guys don't listen to me and you want to continue to have purse food, which I would prefer you not do, if you're going to have purse food, use Go-Go Squeeze because it will not spill into your purse. We currently at Deadspin have a... epidemic of people spilling kimchi into their purse food. It's weird. I will be addressing that at
that's
some point.
That's so dark.
In the future.
Like, that's literally like the darkest thing I've ever heard about this entire situation. Really dark.
The depths of the Deadspin darkness.
I mean, probiotics forever, but like, what? Dark. Digestion.
I love them. But man, they're weird. And I'm mean. I'm saying that.
Like also, God bless.
All right, so we've said all our thank yous. I would love it if you subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love
five stars, you guys.
Legit request, if you guys have not gone and left a rating on iTunes, it's like hugely crazy helpful for me. If you do that, I would really, really appreciate it. And of course, here's where Jolie cries.
Don't cry. Wait, do you like, what do you want to do?
Do you want me to say
Jamba Dash? Like, what will make us like, okay.
I'm overwhelmed
okay,
by this,
don't,
you guys.
I love you.
No, it's good. It's good.
No,
this
I
is
know.
Good cry.
I know. It's good. It's healthy.
And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, and the people who came out tonight for joining me for not only another episode, but my very, very first live show of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.